This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yo, Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Saints are playing this weekend. Red Dress one is this weekend. I'm psyched. I'm really psyched about the Saints game on Sunday. And you've heard Mike Dettillier predict that Spencer Rattler is going to be the starting quarterback. And I'm just so interested in watching this quarterback battle. And both quarterbacks have a lot of good receivers to throw the ball to. You know, Rattler really didn't have a fair shot when he was starting games last year because, you know, the starting teams were not in. And he was, you know, missing some key players. And it was really hard to judge him as a quarterback with those key players around him gone. So, if he gets a shot to prove himself, I think it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And I just hope that the best quarterback gets the job. It doesn't have anything to do with when you were drafted. It doesn't have anything to do with how much money the Saints are paying you. It has everything to do with ability. And one thing that I think is potentially exciting and effective about Spencer Rattler is his ability to run the ball. So let's see. But our pregame coverage begins at 11 o'clock here on WWL Sunday morning, and the kickoff is at 3 o'clock. I can't wait, and we're going to talk about it on Monday. I know it's a preseason game, but as I pointed out this week, and this was after I had a conversation with Bobby Abier in the halls here at WWL, Bobby pointed out that this is really the true beginning of the post-Sean Payton-Drew Brees era. Because what happened after Sean Payton and Drew Brees really was kind of an extension of what the Saints were doing. And this patchwork mentality of let's just pick up a few players and get them in there and see if we can make sure the fans think that we can get to the playoffs. Let's make sure the fans are still in the stands. And so let's just do what we can to put a team together as opposed to rebuilding. So with a new coach, a new quarterback. A young quarterback. This is really, and I totally agree with Bobby, this is really the beginning of the post-Sean Payton, Drew Brees era, and I feel really good about it. I feel really good about Kellen Moore. I feel good about Spence. I feel good about Shuck. So, you know, let's see what happens. I'm excited about it. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. And also, we're going to do a quickie text-off just a little bit later in the show. Who do you think is ultimately going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints? Spence or Shuck? We'll talk about that. Steve Bannon, the right-wing radical whack job, is apparently talking about running for president in 2028. Forget about J.D. Vance being the presumed follower to Donald Trump. But Steve Bannon is thinking about running for president. He's at least talking about it. I don't think that's even possible. I mean, he might run, but I don't even think it's even possibly, slightly possible that he would get the nomination. So the economy is just really in a state of uncertainty right now. And yesterday talked about a recession. I've got a blog that's posted on our website, WWL.com, You might disagree with me, but you might totally agree with me. And that is that, recession is a possibility. And a lot of experts have been talking about this. And yesterday we talked to a Tulane professor, and he also agreed that there's a possibility of a recession. And it might be part of just a cyclical correction in the economy. And we've had years of inflation, and inflation has been really high recently. And just really the tariff plan from President Trump did not work the way he said it was going to work. He did not anticipate this. And it has changed some things. And so then bad job data numbers come out, and he fires the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, saying the numbers were fake. So President Trump yesterday came up with his own numbers. I mean, do we have any reason to believe that they're true? I mean, people will believe them just because Donald Trump said it, but that doesn't mean that they're true. And observers have noticed that Fox News has not been really covering much about the economy because it's so uncertain right now that Fox News is documented for hyping up Trump's wins and then sort of bypassing on his failures. So, once again, this is not good for the people who are trapped in the conservative media echo chamber. And a lot of conservative talk show hosts get their lead from Fox News, and they just echo what Fox News is saying and doing. And so they're not going to tell you the truth about the economy. They're not going to talk about the possibility of a recession. And again, I hope there's no recession. But as I mentioned last hour, we're in hurricane season, and there's a possibility that we would be hit by a storm. It doesn't mean that I want one to come, but we all have to be prepared. So yesterday, I had a conversation about what we might do as consumers to prepare. And, you just make very careful decisions about any long-range plans that you have because of the possibility of a recession. Knowing that one might come might better prepare us to deal with it if it does come, in the same way that we would be better prepared to deal with a hurricane if it does come. Doesn't mean I want a recession. I don't want a recession. But again, it could happen, but you're not going to hear that from Fox News or the conservative media because it makes Trump look bad. If you want to join us with a comment, it's a Free for All Friday. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke. You've got some text messages.
Yeah, I got some text to read in a second, but I did want to let people know before we get too much further in, if you're headed out of the city on I-10, there's a pretty significant traffic accident, I'm made to understand. We just got a report in from a listener a moment ago that says there's maybe an 8-car pileup, vehicles involved in this accident. I hope everybody's all right. We don't have any newer information than
where?
That. But if right between Franklin and Elysian Fields on I-10 headed out. So if it's not too late and you need to get to Slidell from the city, get up to 610. And then merge onto the I-10.
So this is heading east toward the high rise.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So stay off the I-10 in between St. Bernard and Franklin, and you should be okay.
I'm assuming that there will be heavy traffic heading out of the city this afternoon because it's still that time of year. Some kids are going back to school, but a lot of people are still vacationing and still going to Florida. So there's going to be a lot of traffic. And I tell you, on I-10 and I-610, and people drive really, really fast. And I got to tell you, I'm not surprised to hear this. I'm saddened to hear it, but the way people drive and the speed at which they drive, you can't be surprised when something like this happens. Hey, before you get to the text messages, do we know if any of the libtards have been arrested from Texas? Those libtards that went to Illinois?
I don't believe they have. I think if they had been arrested, we would be seeing images of that all over TV and the internet right now.
Because today was the deadline for the libtards to come back.
Yeah, they tried to gavel in Texas, and they were not able to do that because they couldn't reach the quorum. So it has happened that the Rubicon has been crossed, but I don't think they've arrested any of the people.
So, this is like a warning sign. Do you realize that President Trump is demanding that Texas gerrymander, that they redraw their maps to give the Republicans a better advantage at winning. And this is done every 10 years. It is unprecedented for a president, before it's time to do it, to demand that a state do it. It means that Donald Trump is scared that Republicans are not going to win in the midterms. And now Florida and Indiana are two other states talking about the same thing.
Yeah, it's almost like you think you can't win unless you cheat.
Yeah.
Kind of says a lot about you.
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing. So, I mean, as cocky and confident as a lot of MAGA people are, the president himself is basically telling us, and the Republican Party is telling us, that if they don't rework the maps to find more Republicans, that their message is not strong enough for them to win in the midterms. And I think this is I think the midterms are going to be a reflection on Donald Trump, as it is with every president.
And before we fall ourselves all over as to both sides of this issue, it is true that there are Democrat states that are gerrymandered into oblivion. Their maps look ridiculous. Illinois is particularly bad. Maryland, California, New York, Pennsylvania all have some other degree of that going on. But they're playing by the same rules. You get to do that every 10 years. If your state constitution does not dictate that you have to hand this job over to an independent districting commission, and if your party controls the state house and the governorship, then you get to draw the maps the way you want. It's been that way forever. And some states, you know, go for the gerrymandering and some states don't. But to insist that it's done mid-cycle, specifically at the instruction of the president, because he thinks he's not going to win enough seats any other way, is insane. It's cheating. And it is also true that when Joe Biden came into office at the very beginning of his first term in 2021, House Bill 1, literally the first order of business that Democrats brought in Congress, House Bill 1, would have eliminated partisan gerrymandering coast to coast. So it's true that both sides do it, but it is not true that both sides are not engaged in trying to stop it. Every Democrat voted for that. Every Republican voted against it.
Yeah, it shouldn't happen. And really, I think the Republicans kind of run scared a lot of the time when it comes to the maps. But, you know, you should be confident in your message. It is your message that should win voters, not cheating by creating this new map that totally like goes off the mainstream of the map and then all of a sudden takes in this new area that is dominated by Republican voters. And again, I'm against gerrymandering, whether the Democrats do it or the Republicans do it. It's not good. But this is really a very cold admission from Donald Trump that he really is worried about this reflection on him not winning the midterms or losing seats to where the Democrats control. And if the Democrats control, Donald Trump is going to have a hard time in his last 2 years.
Whether you're left, right, or center, if you consider yourself to be a person that says country over party, you must oppose this. This is an egregious, outrageous action that says politicians get to pick their voters and not the other way around. And I don't know how you can go along with that and call yourself a patriot at the same time.
I cannot do that. Totally agree. Let's do a couple of texts.
Here's a text message that says, you may not agree with Steve Bannon, but whack job? Really?
Sorry, I was taking a sip of tea. Yeah, he's a whack job.
Yeah, he's a whack job.
He's a total whack job. He went to prison. Hey, look, wait. Think about the people that sent money to build the wall. He stole the money. He stole the money and went to prison. All these people sending money to build the wall, these poor people, and some of them not having a lot of money, and they got a pickup truck and a shotgun in the rack behind them, and they don't have a lot of money, but they gave money to build the wall because they believed in building the wall. He stole their friggin' money. I mean, that's a whack job.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember the election running into 2016. I mean, he was saying it. I guess we're kind of immune to it now because people say insane stuff all the time. But he's always been really quite extreme. Like the whole alt-right movement, that was his baby, man. Yeah. Like he was really the tip of the spear on all that. And you don't hear much about the alt-right anymore because there was too much infighting after Charlottesville. They couldn't decide who got to hold the conch shell, so they all kind of went home. But Steve Bannon was absolutely a key figure, if not the key figure in that movement. And he got kicked off of YouTube for calling for Anthony Fauci to be beheaded. That is whack job level
stuff.
Yeah,
he's totally a whack job.
Like, be as conservative as you want, be as Trumpy as you want, but also, like, try to stay in the reality-based community. And Steve Bannon has never demonstrated an ability to do that. And on top of that, he's a criminal.
Yeah, but you don't hear a lot about him because he really has become rather irrelevant. You know, he's so extreme that even many on the right have rejected him. So he's rather irrelevant now.
Here's a text that says, "Hey, I acknowledge that you talked about Democrat gerrymandering as well. I don't believe Donald Trump is as scared as you think he is, but you did cover both sides of the coin, so thank you."
Yeah, well, thank you for noticing that. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I made fun of Sleepy Joe, but it's like, oh, you never make fun of Biden. Oh, well, I did. But in case you haven't heard, Biden is not president. Donald Trump won. And so Biden right now is irrelevant. Hillary Clinton is irrelevant. Kamala Harris right now is irrelevant. And so we talk about relevant things on this show. Those people are no longer relevant. If you listen to right-wing media, if you pay attention to the right-wing media echo chamber, they are relevant because they're talking about them every single day.
Well, let's not spend too much time on this, but here's the text that says, "All you do is bash Donald Trump. I've never heard President Trump say anything about the mid." The text says, "I have never heard President Trump say anything about the midterms." What are you doing? I appreciate that you probably have a life that's outside, you know, the 24/7 political news cycle. Scoot and I, for the most part, I mean, I can't speak for you. I can't get away from this stuff.
No, we live in it.
I know exactly what he's talking about and in what context and to whom. And he asked legislators in Texas to redraw their maps in an off-cycle year to get him 5 more seats because he's afraid that he's going to lose control of Congress in the next election.
All right, but very quickly, here's another person who is caught in the conservative echo chamber with the media, and so he doesn't hear things like this. The right-wing media is not going to interpret it this way, but this is exactly what Donald Trump is saying. He's worried. He's very worried about the midterm elections. He's afraid of losing, so he wants Texas and other states to redraw their maps.
The texter continues and said, "The Democrats have been doing this gerrymandering for years." Yes,
yeah,
we know
that.
He continues to say, "It's not cheating when the Democrats do it. Well, that's why the Democrats from Texas are running away. They're trying to delay the vote." I'm also old enough to remember just a few years ago when the Republicans in the Oregon State House, they didn't want to vote on a climate change bill.
Right.
It wasn't even about
cheating.
And
what did they do, Ian? What did they do?
They ran away. They ran their asses out of Oregon as fast as they could, and many of them did not return to office because in Oregon, the Constitution says if you miss a couple quorum calls, you forfeit your seat. So those people did not return to the state senate in Oregon.
Once again on this show, you know, again, we address things and bring up things that a lot of people don't hear because they're locked in the conservative echo media chamber. And I'm very proud that we can kind of set the record straight on some of this stuff. And we are very fair. Yeah, the Republicans did it in Oregon. They did the exact same thing as the libtards are doing it in Texas. And we did address the Democrats gerrymandering maps. And it's wrong. It is wrong when the Democrats do it. It's wrong when the Republicans do it. I'm against gerrymandering. I don't care who does it.
I'll leave you with this one. Text says, "How do we ungerrymander a state without committing the sin of gerrymandering? If we can, how often does it have to be redone to be fair?"
God, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I think there's a fast answer here, which is that get an independent commission to do it. Remove politics from the consideration. I don't know enough about the science of how these district lines get determined, how the boundaries are set. But every congressional district is supposed to have sort of the same population. So you just, whether it's academics or whatever, you give an independent commission the ability to draw these maps as fairly as possible. And there's no political consideration at all from either Republican or Democrat. And then that's the fairest map that you can get. And then if in 10 years, the commission comes back and says, "Oh, we need to make some adjustments here because a bunch of people moved to the North Shore or whatever the hell it is," then you do that every 10 years. We've been doing this for 2.5 centuries or something. You know, like, come on.
They could take the extreme gerrymandering that's been done and just erase that and go back to the original stuff. I mean, I'm sure they could find a way to do that. I know we have to get to a break, but let me just briefly mention, you know, what if we had the power to just eliminate everybody who we had a map, and we had the ability to have a map of those who listen to the show, and only people we drew a map so only people who agree with the show could listen and call in and respond to the show, and everybody else was left out. It's kind of the same thing. I mean, that would be unfair. Now, we don't have to take calls from people who disagree with me. We do. That's the way we run the show. But we're under no obligation to take those calls or to read text messages where there's disagreement. We could simply only take calls from everybody who agrees and only read messages from everybody who agrees. But, you know, that's not the way we run the show. If you disagree, it's okay. Just be fair about the disagreement. All right, got to get to a break here. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. Still to come, we are going to talk about the Saints. First preseason game Sunday, and I don't remember when the last time was when I was this excited about the preseason. And I sense this collective excitement among the Houdat Nation for the Saints and the first preseason game. And I think we're going to be excited throughout the preseason, mainly because we've got a new coach and we're going to have a new quarterback. We'll be right back. You're listening to WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are going to put their red dresses on for the red dress run tomorrow. It's going to be chaos in the French Quarter. You know, I enjoy it. I've got a couple of red dresses to pick from. I haven't decided what I'm going to wear tomorrow, but I'll pick one of those red dresses and head out tomorrow. I might even have the WWL microphone with me, so I'll do some Scoot on the Air videos from the red dress run. and maybe I'll run into you. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm still amazed at the people who just think you're gay if you put on a red dress. If you participate, you're gay or you're trans. Or no, it's just a bunch of, you know, people out to have fun. It's out of the ordinary. It's intended to raise money for charity, and you know, not everybody who participates you know, gives money to charity or signs up for the actual run. A lot of people just go to the quarter, but it does raise money, and it's just a fun thing to do. So, you know, if you're really, you know, just bent out of shape over, you know, men putting on a red dress and doing this, just calm down. It's not hurting anybody. All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. Trump has returned to office with the promise of ending weaponization of the Department of Justice for political reasons. Now, President Trump is weaponizing the Department of Justice for political reasons.
Sources tell the AP the Justice Department has subpoenaed New York Attorney General Letitia James. James is a Democrat, and she has sued Donald Trump and his administration dozens of times.
The president does not get to decide which laws to enforce and for whom.
Sources say the investigation involves whether James violated the president's civil rights. This is what the president said last month.
New York State, and there you have an attorney general who's a total stone cold crook. New York State, Letitia James, a total crook. All they do is want to go after political opponents.
Sources say the subpoena sought records related to the lawsuit James filed against Trump over alleged fraud in his personal business dealings and a separate lawsuit involving the National Rifle Association. James' attorney, Abby Lowell, says weaponizing the Department of Justice to try to punish an elected official for doing her job is an attack on the rule of law. Ed Donahue, Washington.
All right, there's more legal trouble for the White House. There's a new lawsuit that seeks to gain access to all communications about who's involved in the Epstein file cover-up.
The advocacy group Democracy Forward is suing the Justice Department and the FBI for records on their handling of the sex trafficking investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. The legal organization wants access to records related to communications about the case between senior administration officials, as well as any regarding correspondence between Epstein and President Trump. The group says it submitted requests under the Freedom of Information Act in late July that have not been fulfilled. The federal government often shields records related to criminal investigations from the public. The Justice Department did not immediately respond to a message seeking comment. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Washington and appears to be the first of its kind. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
All right. It was never going to be possible for Donald Trump to negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. Now it looks more and more likely that he's not going to be able to negotiate an end to the war ever.
Ukrainian soldiers on the battlefield are expressing little hope of a diplomatic solution to the war with Russia. That's after President Donald Trump's deadline arrived for the Kremlin to make peace, and after he eyed a possible summit meeting with Vladimir Putin to discuss the invasion. But out on the front line, Ukrainian soldiers are continuing to hold back the Russian offensive along the country's eastern front. One Ukrainian commander says negotiating with Russia is impossible and that defeating them on the battlefield is the only option. He says they've noticed increasing enemy infantry and more frequent artillery fire, but says we will just hit them harder. Trump's efforts to pressure Putin into stopping the fighting are delivering no progress. Meanwhile, Russia's bigger army is slowly advancing deeper into Ukraine while relentlessly bombarding Ukrainian cities. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
You know, during the campaign, I said Donald Trump is not going to be able to end the war right away. He's not going to be able to end the war even over a period of time. And I was right. And those of you who called me a Trump hater for saying that during the campaign, there's no need to send me a text and apologize. Trump's vice president, J.D. Vance, who played the part of Little Tattoo from Fantasy Island on the last episode of South Park, says that he's really not thinking about what's next for him in 2028. Yeah, right. Anyway, but others in the White House are clearly thinking about it.
Vice President Vance is brushing off questions about whether he'll assume the MAGA mantle in the 2028 presidential election. Asked about Vance's prospects earlier this week, President Trump said it's too early to talk about, but Vance is doing a great job.
And he would be probably favored at this point.
While also talking up Secretary of State Marco Rubio this morning in the British countryside.
I don't want to talk about lowly things like politics in this grand house. Come on.
But Vance did.
I'm not really focused even on the election in 2026, much less 1-2 years after that.
Saying if they do a good job for the American people, the politics will take care of itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs. And we're going to come back with more conversation about Howard Stern and whether or not he's going to be leaving SiriusXM. And if you ever wondered about the mind of Candace Owens, the conservative commentator, there's no need to wonder anymore. She has lost it. Whatever mind she had, it's lost. All right. Tomorrow, in and around the French Quarter, there's going to be a lot of dudes looking like a lady. But don't worry. They're not gay. They're just fun people in red dresses. I'm Scoot on the Air, and you're listening to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WWL. It is Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you are with us. So there's been some talk about Howard Stern and what's going to happen to him. You know, I listen to Howard quite often, and I've heard him kind of joke recently about retiring. But his contract is coming to an end in the fall. And he had a five-year contract for 5 years, and this was in 2020, so it's coming to an end this fall. Now, Howard Stern takes a couple of months off during the summer. That would be really nice, especially if you had that much money to spend and do what you wanted to with the money. But anyway, I mean, look, I love Howard Stern. But he does take a couple of months off, and I think he's going to come back September the 2nd. But is he going to stay at SiriusXM? So there was a conversation about this because Brian Glenn, who dates Marjorie Taylor Greene, and in a video that I posted on social media, I thanked Brian Glenn for taking her off the market. That helps America. He is a reporter with Real America's Voice, very conservative, very, very much a Trump lover. He wondered if Howard Stern is going to announce his retirement because he's in the hate Trump business. I haven't heard Howard Stern talk about politics in a very, very long time. You know, I went a period of time without listening, but I haven't heard him talk about politics recently at all. So that brought up the conversation about Trump saying he had been on Howard Stern. They used to have a lot of fun together, but that Howard Stern is not relevant, and that Howard Stern really lost popularity when he endorsed Hillary Clinton. Trump said that's when he lost his audience. I don't think that really happened. You know, after that, Howard Stern was given this mega contract. You know how much Howard Stern makes? 5-year contract. $100 million a year. I was thinking like 20. $100 million a year. Now, the question is, Howard Stern's audience is declining, so will he be offered the same contract? I doubt it. I doubt that SiriusXM is going to offer him the same amount of money. Will Howard Stern take less money and stay, or will he leave? Now, if you make $500 million over a 5-year period, that's $500 million. You know, you could afford to take a pay cut to say $20 million. But apparently, the profitability of the show is such that it's not in the best interest of SiriusXM to offer him that amount of money. So there's a question about whether or not he's going to be back on SiriusXM. If he doesn't end up there, I'm sure he'll end up somewhere else. There are so many ways to be relevant in the media today with social media and with podcasts and all of that. I don't think he'll go away, but you know, there are a few things about the show that bother me now. But, you know, again, I have total respect for Howard Stern. And he's, you know, in some ways he's grosser than he used to be because he's on SiriusXM and they can talk about anything. And sometimes I cringe a little bit when I listen to the show. But, you know, his interviews and some of the things that he does are absolutely brilliant. So anyway, we'll have to see what happens. Let's go to David in Covington. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Yeah.
One thing you're failing to mention is that the Democrats stand to gain 14 electoral college votes, and also they stand to gain 4 to 5 congressional seats because of the illegal influx of 15 to 20 million into our country. That's what Trump is fighting against.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't, yeah. Honestly, I'm not familiar with that specifically, but those people are kind of spread all over the country. Trump never mentioned that.
They don't have to vote.
No, they can't vote.
They don't have to vote to change the census.
Yeah, they can't. They can't vote.
They don't have to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's an interesting take on that. But you know,
we'll
see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
This process started 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I don't like gerrymandering. Whichever party does it, I don't like it. I think it's wrong, and I don't know if you're accurate, David. You might be. I don't know if you're accurate about illegals going into certain areas that are going to totally change the electoral votes of the states.
That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly why Trump and the Republicans are fighting back against this.
Okay, I'll definitely
not letting you or anybody else know that.
Okay, well, I will definitely look into that, David. You want to add to that, Ian?
Yeah, I mean, first, let's just clean up the numbers a little bit. There may be like a baseline of between 15 to 20 million people without documentation living here illegally in the country, if you like. But they're not all in Democratic districts.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I mean, they're kind of spread out.
They don't all just move to big cities. Like, oftentimes they're in rural and ex-urban communities as well, and they get counted on the census in those places. And I don't think anyone can say with any degree of great certainty, certainly not you or I or David in Covington, that every one of those 20 million illegal peoples that he's talking about live and work in places that are represented by Democrats. So if you assume that every single one of those people lives in, you know, New York City or Chicago or Miami or Los Angeles, yeah, then it stands to reason Democrats would pick up a proportional amount of seats in electoral college votes. But I don't think that's what's happening.
I think they're too spread out.
If half of those people live in Texas, guess what? That's more electoral votes for Republicans, not Democrats. So he may be right, but he's also cutting through a lot of nuance.
If they move into Texas, for example, and Texas is a red state, Texas would get more electoral votes, but they can't vote. So Republicans are going to vote, and that's going to give Republicans more electoral votes.
The issue at hand is when they do the census every 10 years, they do not count citizens, they count persons. So that even if you are in this country illegally, you are counted as a person in the district in which you reside. So it doesn't matter if you vote or not. If there's 10 million of you, then the population of that district goes up by 10 million. And that changes everything. That changes the amount of money that you get for schools, for roads, infrastructure, power projects, job development. We want to count those people because they are driving on these streets. They are using these resources. They are buying food at these grocery stores. I mean, census data is holy for that reason. And to think that we would not count 20 million people just because we don't want them represented in Congress, okay, but that's going to really screw up a lot of things about the communities and these people.
Well, but here's
that's not going to help anybody.
Here's a scary thing. Donald Trump now is proposing that the next census, we only count citizens. So what, all the, don't you want to know who's in this country? You're only going to count citizens?
Yeah. How are you going to know how many illegals there are?
Yeah. I mean, I want to know who's in this country. I mean, I'll look a little further into that, but it seems like, you know, David's thinking is skewed by the right-wing echo chamber, and that there are ways that Republicans could actually benefit from illegals moving into a red state like the state of Texas, for example. But yeah. I'll check that out.
Or Florida.
Or
Louisiana.
Florida. Yeah, I haven't heard Trump talk that much about that when he's been talking about doing something and in terms of changing the maps. And then, as far as I know, today was the deadline for arresting the libtards. But I don't think they've been arrested yet.
I don't think they've done that yet. No.
All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1986, after serving 8 months of a 5-year sentence at the Huntsville unit of the Texas State Prison, David Crosby got out on parole. And he went into the facility after some arrest, and finally he had problems with drug rehab, and that all failed. David Crosby later said going to prison saved his life and forced him to become sober. And sometimes people change as a result of going to prison. It's sad when it gets to that point, but it happens. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.